transportation.
Time now is 6:30. Call this meeting to order for the Land and Natural Resources Cultural Preservation Committee, May 8, 2018. Invocation, I'd like to ask Brother Ernest Best if you'd offer that for us this evening.
Our Father, we do want to bow before you this evening with thanksgiving for this another beautiful day that you've given us, and for the privilege, our Father, to come together tonight in this meeting. And do ask, Father, that you would bless each and everything that is done, that you would guide and direct each decision that's made. And Father, may we find your presence in our midst, Lord. We certainly need you in each and everything that we do. And we want you to know that we love you. We look to you for direction, leadership, and guidance in our life. And just ask today that you would be with the council, and Lord, that you would direct them in every decision. I want to thank you for this privilege to be here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, thank you. Next we have is roll call. Tracy.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Dale Beaver.
Present.
Tom Senior Hella Osborne.
Present.
Patrick Freeman.
Present.
Gerald Proctor.
Here.
Chairman, we have 5 present and 0 absent.
5 present, 0 absent. Constitutes a quorum. Any business conducted this evening will be official. Next we have is approval of minutes for 4/10/2018 and 4/23/2018.
Chair, make a motion that we approve the minutes for April 10th and April 23rd with any changes necessary.
Motion has been made by Dale Beaver for the approval of minutes on April 10th and 23rd. Any corrections needed? Seconded by Patrick Freeman. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes have been approved. First order of business is the church and ceremonial grant applications, West Sioux Falls Indian Missionary Baptist Church. Chief representative from Tom. Yes, please. Tell us about your grant application and what you're looking for on this application and what you'll be doing with your funding.
What we're trying to do there, we're trying to build a fellowship hall. We appreciate what the tribe has done here several years ago, and at that time period, members, I wasn't there at the church, others weren't there either, that are here tonight. Anyhow, what they've done with the money back then, they did a pretty good job. They refurbished the church pretty good, roof, the inside, AC, central air, heat and air. They overhauled the arbor outside, you know, put a new roof on it, ripped the old one off, put a new one on. And they built an addition which provided restrooms as are attached to the church itself, you know, where it's really convenient where you don't have to use a stair to go to the restroom. So it's all connected. So what they did with the funds back then was pretty good, you know, utilized again for the to make things easier and better. That little building, that church building there, was built in 1910. It's pretty strong. Still yet we're utilizing it and probably go another 100 years. And the thing is that when we, about 3 years ago, we were waiting to, apply, for this grant. But we started in to try to find all the receipts, and again, as I said, that the members that are there now, we weren't there at the church at the time. Some other people were there at the church. So when some of us had come back, we were asking for those receipts because we knew they had to be turned in and trying to get ready for this application, see. So to no avail, we've mailed out a letter, we've called, and the treasurer at the time, she didn't come back to church anymore, but also she never answered the mail or even sent the receipts. So in the meantime, Judith, my wife, had asked, I believe, the speaker about that, let him know that we were coming back with an application as well. Some of y'all knew about that, but we didn't have the receipts. You know, all we knew is that we tried to get them, and we wrote letters, and we've asked, but to no avail. Because again, we were needing one to build a fellowship hall for the place, much needed one. When we have the funerals, we don't have enough place for people to sit at. And again, the church is 100 years old and it's small, so y'all can imagine what it looks like. And we're just needing a place where we can expand in order to do more services to the people, for the people when they come and visit us, as well as you know, help them out in areas, you know, when we have a funeral or a place to feed them. Because what we've been utilizing is just a small camp house, which the floors start to fall in, and the roof and such, where it's really not in any good shape, but that's all we got, you know, to utilize. And this is what we're trying to do by putting in for this grant application so we can build a fellowship hall to accommodate, you know, the needs, you know, of the church. We still, seen creek out there. It's pretty well nothing but creek out there for him, and things like that, so it hasn't changed. And we did run across some papers many years ago from the Oklahoma Historical Society that claims that that church there is the oldest Indian church in Oklahoma, and happens to be in the Creek Nation, as well as, you know, Creek, tended by Creek people. So that's where we're at right there, you know. We just trying to see what needs to be done in order that we might be able to get the grant so we can continue to provide service and move a little bit ahead. Because as I said, right now, you know, we've been on cold days, and we got a lot of people out there, and we have to go inside the church or, you know, utilize it. It's the only place we can go. So it's been like this for a number of years since the camp houses were torn down or when they kind of went out of style. So.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Yes, Dale.
And Tom, so did y'all get the appropriation 2008? Is that what I saw here on, the, mm-hmm. on this? They funds received 2008, so roughly 10 years ago.
They said they did. You know, I wasn't there at the church at the time, but all the improvements they had made after they said come from 2008 grant.
And so the improvements that were made from that 2008 appropriation, do you believe that the funds were spent for those improvements?
Sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, a vast change has happened out there, you know, in the improvements of the place. Really did.
Do you have any, what changes have y'all made to make sure what happened in 2008 regarding the receipts and everything doesn't happen again?
Well, since we've been there, you know, we've been very, you know, keeping records pretty good. We have, and being accountable, you know, for anything. We also know too is that we need to, you know, that the church needs to abide by any wishes of people donating anything, you know, so that way they know where it went. We want to be accountable. We have been accountable since some of us that came back out there. And someone pretty strict, and I like that, because again, you know, you talk about Christian people and people that's supposed to, again, have integrity, you know, and those qualities. So again, when people want to know something, well, we want to give them a straight answer, as well as any proof of where anything went, you know, that they've donated or given us. And we've been like that since I've been there, and these members here have been out there. Because like I said, the change, you know, the people that were there before are no longer there. And, you know, we came back and we've been there since. And again, that's how we run the place. Accountability.
And you're going to build the building with your members?
Yes, sir. What we want to do is that we want to utilize every dollar we can, you know, to build a fellowship hall and possibly trying to get some groups to come in and help us build, you know, construct these things with free labor, hopefully, so we can stretch the dollar out. And if we do get it, we will be jealous of that.
This guy, not me. All right, thank you, Chair.
All right.
Okay. Tom, Have you talked to anybody at Tribal Construction to ask, kind of request any assistance or anything, kind of planning, kind of lay, you know?
No, sir, we haven't, because we know enough people that are in the construction
right.
business who are also creek members, you know, and some of them have been in a long time, some of them are contractors yourself, and they've come out, you know, and we've talked about kicking around about what could be best and where to stretch the dollar.
Right, I understand.
Like that, yes, sir.
What I was getting at, well, you know, sometimes it just helps just to kind of follow up maybe some things that you're always unforeseen, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so
absolutely.
Lately, as far as I know, like, I've been working with them here for a few months, and they're a pretty competent group, so.
Well, you've come to my mind also, so. Talking about hauling at you too, so.
But anyways, I was just checking if you know, if you want to reach out to those guys and Steve Emerson with the Tribal Construction
manager. Yeah, I mean, it's good to get some advice, you know, as well as insight, you know, from everybody that we possibly can.
Because
we want to build something that's going to last a long time.
Yeah, and and say durable, you know, all the kind of things that we kind of we want to do, you know, with codes and things like that.
Yeah,
I'm just interested in.
We don't want to build something and then turn around when it rains, you know,
right.
and find out we're built it on the wrong end of the parking lot or whatever, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go
ahead. All right, thank you. Sure. Any other questions? Questions from council? Did you say you was, are you paying a contractor for anything?
No.
All right, any other questions? No questions? Roll call.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Yohala Osborne?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Patrick Freeman?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor and 0 against?
4 in favor and 0 against it. Grant has been approved. Everything correct on y'all's application?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate
all
you. Right.
All right, next we have is Will Gookie, Indian Baptist Church. Brother Ernest Best. All right. Let the committee know what your intentions are with the funding.
We want to build a new sanctuary, church building for our church. We feel like they're really a great need. The Lord's been blessing. And if everybody's there on any given Sunday, we've got room for about 4 or 5 more people. So we need to be able to make space, really. And, so we just felt like we really needed, there was a real need for the church to do that. Our church is a little age on it, it's a small building. There's no way we can add on to make it larger, really, because of the construction. So we just really felt like that probably now was the time for us to do something. We sure don't want to wait until we don't have no room to put people in there and then start trying to do it. And so that was one of the greatest reasons that we started seeking some help to build. Tell you a little bit about the construction of it. We are kind of like a lot of our Indian churches. You got to go way out yonder by the edge of the woods to find the, you know what? And sometimes we have, you know, people even visiting that's in wheelchairs or crutches or canes. And if it's bad weather, it sure is rough to make it way out there to find that. And in building a new building, we want to incorporate the restrooms, bathrooms, and right inside the church, you know, would be an entryway of it. And make it a lot more convenient, a lot more modern than what we've got.
Okay. Any questions from committee? Yes.
I was looking at your application, and it appears that you guys received funds in 2015. Is that correct? That's what it has on here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you remember the amount that was received?
Yeah. $5,000.
Okay.
Is that it? questions?
Just once again, you know, just you could reach out to Tribal Construction. They're willing to help to advise, you know, and maybe go over a few things, you know, as far as building a building. There's a lot of things that go into it, you know. I just want to make sure that we get a safe place, durable place, you know, something that's...
You didn't, in your budget, are you... You don't have any kind of furnishings in this budget line item, right? You're going to furnish from your... Yeah. And,
well, we will probably have to get some different furnishings, but I've got kind of some connections as far as getting some.
Right.
A lot of the big churches in the cities are all going to chairs and getting rid of all their furniture. So that kind of connection we can get it. And another thing, too, this amount that we're asking for will take care of all the building and everything that we need as far as that goes. But I've already got set up. We've got a crew from North Carolina, one of the Lumbee Indians, that's going to come and put the building up and totally finish it for us.
All right.
And so we won't have to really worry about the construction part of it because they're builders.
Okay.
Yeah. And they do this every summer. They go to different places. They've been all the way up in South Dakota and out in Arizona, Mexico, helping churches, building for them. So it's a group of the men that they want to be on missions. So I've known them over a few years and know I've been to some places where they've built. So contacted them. They said they'd be glad to come.
Any other questions?
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass, Mark Randolph. Taken by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Tom Senior, Hella Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Patrick Freeman.
Yes.
You have, Chairman, you have 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against it. Application's been granted. Next we have is the Camp House Fellowship Hall Grant application. Alabama Society Ceremony Ground, Nancy Pigeon. Anybody from that? No one from there? Down the hall? We'll come back to that one. Next is Niyaka Ceremonial Ground, Dolores Watson. What's your grant for?
Every time, really, I have a big family, and the place is kind of small, and it leaks through, and there's no water to run into to where when it rains, because it leaks through here all the time with a thing. It's not really that cool, and every time it rains, like your dishes get. They have to go to the inside pretty close to where fires that they cook to even to do dishes. But, I have a big family that come in. They always all help me. And I was just trying to see if I can get it expand where the fire fit and like doing the weather when it gets cold and rain. Because it often gets really wet in there. And, when it rains, it hits our tent, and nobody can ever go in the tent because it's working inside our tent.
And you're paying them, you're hiring a contractor to do your work?
Yes.
Okay. Questions? Any questions?
Chairman, make a motion to approve.
Motion been to approve by Dale Beaver. Second by Pat Freeman. Roll call.
Thompson, Yohella Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Patrick Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes. Everything correct on there for you. So I can get a hold of you. Okay. All right. All right, thank you.
No.
Next, we have this Niaka ceremonial ground, Reba McDermott. Paying contractor to work on your camp?
Mm-hmm. My whole camp's all there. And how does I know how it is? See, when I had me said, I am God.
Is this the same as the other one I believe looks like it is? Mm-hmm, the same, mm-hmm. Same contractor?
Mm-hmm.
Same, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Questions from the committee?
Motion to pass.
Motion to pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Thompson, Yohella Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Patrick Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Oh.
All right, thank you.
Nobody.
It passed. You'll be getting your money.
Maru.
Okay, one more time for Alabama Kosati. Nancy Pigeon. I guess we need a motion to move it or postpone it, I guess.
Make a motion to postpone for a month.
Okay. Motion is made for to postpone this application for to next month by Mark Randolph, seconded by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Thomas Senior Hella Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Patrick Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. It'll be postponed to next month's meeting. That concludes the grant applications. Next, we'll be going to the next order of business.
Make a motion to go on executive session.
Mark Randolph makes a motion to go in executive session, seconded by Thomas and Yohella Osborne. Roll call.
Thomas and Yohella Osborne.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Patrick Freeman.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. We'll be in executive session at 6:54.
Do you want to stay in, Speaker?
Peak, Realty, Council, Chief, Mr. Bell. Alicia Dresden.